you powerful. It's when you're broken. It's when you're at the end of your own resources. It's when you have nothing in yourself that you can lean on or trust in, that you cast yourself completely on me, that you really become powerful. As long as you keep trusting in your own ingenuity, as long as you keep trusting in your own cleverness, as long as you keep trusting in your own money and your own ideas and your own strategies, and you keep trusting in your own ability to solve all problems and accomplish all ends in ministry or whatever it is, as long as you operate, you're going to be weak. No one is too weak to be powerful, but many are too strong to be powerful. You want to come to the end of yourself, and then you begin to see the power of God released through your emptiness. So, what's the end of it all? Paul goes from sadness to joy. Verse 9, most gladly. I get it, Lord. I get it. It's about humility. It's about intimacy. It's about grace. It's about power. I embrace the suffering. I embrace the spear rammed through my otherwise proud flesh. I embrace the pain. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's the heart and soul of the Christian life. Not the assumption that, well, I don't know what's going on in my life. I'm a Christian. Everything should be going right. And some people are telling me that if there are problems in my life and illness and disappointment and lack of success, it's because I don't have enough faith, or I haven't found the right formula, or I haven't figured out the right strategy, or I haven't read the right book or gone to the right counsel or heard the right message. Well, I could just kind of sort this deal out. I could extricate myself from all of this stuff and get on with living this gloriously successful life. Nothing could be further from the truth. When God really does His work in your life, He puts you in the place of pain and suffering. As Peter said, after you've suffered a while, the Lord will make you perfect. And it's in the midst of that that you find your real power. And then you say with Paul, I am well content with weaknesses and insults and distresses, persecutions, difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I am strong.